practice now.
Okay, today is the a pre-submittal meeting for the minor home repair program from Austin Housing Finance Corporation. It's a notice of funding availability and pre-submittal meeting. So we call it a NOFA. The objectives of the program, I'm going to ask everybody to hold their questions. I'm pretty sure you're going to have a few questions. Just hold them to the end. I think I have about 10 slides to go through here. It shouldn't take that long. But the objectives are the program purpose, funding and contract terms, new funding allocation, the Austin Housing and Finance Corporation reservation process, the NOFA, a Notice of Funding Availability application process, evaluation criteria, the servicer responsibilities, and we'll go over a few eligible activities of the program. The program purpose. The purpose of the Minor Home Repair Program, which we call MHR, herein referred to as the program, is to provide grant funds to enable health, safety, affordable and sustainable housing to owner-occupied homes located in the city of Austin. Services provided under the program are designed to alleviate actual risk to life, health, or safety for eligible homeowners and their families. The program seeks to preserve the existing housing stock and improve the quality of life for low-income homeowners, thereby allowing them to remain in their homes. Funding and contract terms. The Austin Housing Finance Corporation, AHFC, announces the upcoming availability of $1 million CDBG funding, which is federal funding, in funding for the Minor Home Repair Program, and currently seeks proposals from experienced nonprofit organizations to provide repairs that modifies or retrofits the living quarters of eligible low-income homeowners. The contract term is estimated to begin October 1, 2023 and end on September 30, 2024, and AHFC retains the right to extend the contract. New funding allocation. The program provides up to $7,500 of assistance per home per fiscal year. It is estimated that 106 homes will be rehabilitated during the program year. In addition, this assistance does not include any other assistance from participant organizations using its regular programs and funding. The program provides 20% per project to cover program delivery and overhead costs for the organization. Funding will be allocated on a first-come basis. The term in process includes projects that are under active construction, on hold due to AHFC review, for example, for quality control, complete, but AHFC has not received an invoice, other circumstances as to be determined by AHFC. The AHFC reservation process. I think most of y'all on here are familiar with the RDO process and the reservation process, but the nonprofit must submit a complete project package as described in the program guidelines and make a written request for funding via email. AHFC will log in the request in the order received. AHFC will review the project package and either accept the project, encumber the funds, and provide a delivery order, DO number, via email, or reject the project, return the package, and request additional information clarification via email. No work should begin until AHFC provides a DO number. The project should be completed within 90 calendar days from issue of the DO number. If the 90-day deadline cannot be met, AHFC will cancel the DO number and the subrecipient will be responsible for the project expenditures using other funds. AHFC may review and approve a one-time extension up to 30 calendar days to the project completion due to extenuating circumstances after written and approved justification. AHFC reserves the right to suspend the assignment process for subrecipients that are out of the program, contract or funding compliance. It is anticipated that AHFC will accept project packages and funding requests up to August 30th, 2024. I'm going to let Sarah take over the NOFA application process. She's a procurement specialist with the Housing and Planning Department, AHFC.
Hi. So the NOFA application can be held, you can get it on the website. We're accepting applications, one original and one flash drive with all the documents in PDF format. The applications are due by 3 p.m. May 9th. Anything that's submitted after that will not be accepted. We won't even score them, we'll send them back. All the information that you need is in the NOFA. The website will give you the NOFA, the guidelines, and the application. So everything is right there where you can get it. To be considered, you must complete the application and meet the minimum requirements. Scores above a minimum of 75 points does not guarantee funding. So the evaluation team will read them, evaluate them. If you get above 75, it does not consider that you're going to, it's not guaranteed that you're going to get funding. We're requiring that there's one original that's signed and dated. And then you can scan that and put that with the PDF, that PDF form with the flash drive. The minimum requirements, again, are in the NOFA, and they're on the application also, so you can read all the requirements that you need. Articles of incorporation, certificate of incorporation filed with the state of Texas, IRS determination letter regarding nonprofits status, name, address, phone numbers, emails of current board members, certified financial audit of the most current year, board resolution approving the proposed project, and this can be submitted after it has to be submitted prior to the contract award. Certificate of account status from the Texas Comptroller of Public Accounts indicated in good standing, financial statement, name and title persons authorized to represent the organization, evidence on providing at least 3 years of home repair services, and insurance certificates. That can be submitted prior to the contract. It doesn't have to be submitted right at this time. If you're awarded the contract, we'll require that one before. Next one. Again, all this information is in the NOFA and on the application. This is the evaluation criteria that you'll be evaluated, experience and qualifications, outreach marketing plan, process scheduling, detailed project budget, sources and use of funds, and leveraging. And that's it. And again, all that information is in the NOFA application, and the program guidelines are on the website. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Sarah. All right. As a service provider, these are your responsibilities as a nonprofit administering this program. You're responsible for the administration and oversight of the day-to-day construction activities. The MHR program is a reimbursement contract stating that the nonprofit is to pay the contractors upfront, and AHFC is to reimburse the nonprofit once an approved request for payment is submitted, approved, and paid. Ensuring compliance with the MHR program guidelines. including developing and maintaining all required schedules, files, documents, and required reports. Compliance with all federal, state, or local regulations and ordinance requirements that are applicable to the programs, including all applicable AHFC approved building codes, which is the City of Austin building codes. Conducting a thorough inspection of the property to accurately diagnose problems and develop repair solutions / specifications for the project. Ensuring projects are completed according to the schedule and in a workmanlike manner. Abiding by the Housing Rehabilitation and Construction Manual for Residential Structures for construction specifications, standards, and conditions. Securing and closing required permits. That's a big one. And submitting timely and accurate invoice documentation for pay requests to be reimbursed. Eligible activities. The minor home repairs, basically, as I stated, is for minor home repairs. Try not to get it in, you know, kind of mixed up with some of our other programs like Go Repair, which most of y'all are either working on or familiar with, and ABR. So we kind of try to keep them different. So minor home repair, you can't repair as much as you can with those other programs. Eligible activities are included in the program guidelines, but projects may include, but are not limited to, electrical, plumbing, mechanical repairs, exterior siding repair, window and door repairs, replacements, drywall and flooring repair, structural carpentry pertaining to structural integrity, support beams, rotten floor joists, usually the result of a leak, rotten wall members, painting as related to repairs, roof patches, and roof replacements, if you can squeeze that in under $7,500. I don't know what these prices we have today. And accessibility modifications. Those are just some of the repairs. All right, now questions.
Hi, this is Letitia. I guess I should have raised my hand. I don't have a question, but I have a statement.
Hey, boss lady.
Hey there. Y'all, please sign your application. So many people go through all the work and attach all of the documents and don't sign the application. And in that case, we can't take it. So make sure you sign the application for the NOFA, okay? So you guys can move on to your questions.
Put your name on it.
Real quick, also, I didn't really do an introduction because I didn't see anybody new on the call. But I'm Ed Blake. I work for the Austin Housing Finance Corporation, also the housing department with the City of Austin. I'm the program manager over client services, but I've been doing home repair programs for 11, 12 years now. And that's Letitia that was just talking. That's my boss.
I'm Letitia Brown. I'm the community development manager over client services and construction. So I have Ed that's over client services. He's responsible for everything from referral, intake, notices of funding availability, up to the time that you get your DO number issued. From DO number being issued through construction, that is Lloyd, leading up to you getting paid. So that's Lloyd Shangrell. That's it.
I think he's on the call.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I just wanted, those are three things that I wanted to reiterate.
All right, now we can open the floor for questions if y'all have questions.
Jesse and Brian have their hands up, Ed.
Jesse, go ahead.
Okay, I hate going first, but man, can we go back to slide number 5? I just had a lot of questions there. I wrote down the number because am I reading this wrong? In addition, the assistance does not include any other assistance from the participant. So if we're doing go bond on a house, can we also do what are we calling this? Emergency?
We're calling this a minor home repair.
Can we or we cannot layer? I'm confused.
You can layer. Minor home repair could be layered with go repair, plumbing, PLAT.
Okay.
Am I leaving one out?
Yeah, you're good.
But make sure you separate the repairs that you're doing when you're leveraging the dollars. Make sure you have the invoice for minor home repair that has minor home repair eligible items. So make sure that the invoice contains items that are eligible for the program when you're leveraging the dollars. I've seen some mix-ups in there.
Right. Yeah, we can definitely do that. So second sentence, in addition, this assistance does not include any other assistance from the participant organization using its regular programs and funding. Okay. That sounds like the opposite of what y'all just said, but I'm going to ignore what it says and go what I heard y'all say.
Just making sure you guys are not duplicating the funding. Like you got a program through Amy Young or something.
I'm with you now. I'm not that smart. We don't double dip. No. And then, in terms of eligible activities, it's kind of vague, you know, mechanical plumbing. Let's see where they go. You know,
I did state when I said that this is just a quick snapshot. Right. If you go to the program guidelines, which is on our website, it goes more in depth of what you can repair. And of course, if you have a question, if you question repairs, you can always send, of course, first go to your guidelines and your statement of work first. If you still have a question after that, you can always email myself.
Right. In general, this is like, instead of replacing a roof, this is patching a roof. Instead of replacing all the drywall, it's repairing some drywall. Am I getting it right?
Yeah, it's for very minor things. Mm-hmm. Sometimes those minor things may be a leaking roof, and you're not going to replace the whole roof. You're going to, you know, just patch the roof. But if it's in your best interest to say, no, I'm going to replace this whole roof, then you need to move it over to the other program. So just kind of vet those things based on other funding that you have available before you decide to use, you know, a fund source.
Makes sense to me. I'm going to let Brian go.
So it's like, this is something, it needs to be done quick. It's very minor. Let me get it done.
Mm-hmm. That's helpful. I appreciate it.
This program, yeah.
I did say I was done, but I do have one more question. Is the paperwork about the same? Is it the same forms and everything? Oh, now we're talking.
Same forms. In addition to what some of you may not be used to is completing an environmental review, and this program does require an environmental review under certain circumstances, and Ed will talk about that.
Endangered species list or anything, or what are we going into here?
I'll train the awarded nonprofits. I'll train you on how to complete an environmental. I'll explain what it is, all the paperwork that's required for one. But yes, each project will. Well, there's some that I don't want to go get too far into the weeds. There's some that won't require an environmental. A majority of these minor home repairs, there's a form that basically states that this is minor repairs, it's considered maintenance. This is from HUD. And you'll sign that form saying this is maintenance work. It doesn't require an environmental. I'll check it and I'll sign off on it as well and send it back to you. Now, there's some as far if you do decide you're going to use the whole $75 and replace an HVAC or a roof, that would require an environmental. Those are the main two that I can think of off the top of my head that require an environmental. But once we get through this whole process and everyone's awarded, I'll go over that whole environmental process with you guys and train you up on how to complete them. So it's not that hard. It's just office paperwork, which I know you guys love, right?
You lost me there.
I'm pretty much answered my questions, but I did have one. Is there a limit where it would trigger the environmental review?
No. It's strictly based off the type of repairs you're going to do.
Repair? Okay.
And like I said, the majority of the, I think in like last fiscal year, those probably 100 and something projects, but only like maybe 50 of them required environmental. The 60 or 70 did not.
Okay. Now, I guess next question, we're going to need the dreaded four clicks as well.
Of course.
Of course.
Yeah.
Man, they don't buy tacos without four clicks.
Man. That's why every taco in town is $10 now.
It'll break it down for to the cost per shred of cheese, man.
But thank y'all. Appreciate it.
There's Lloyd.
I thought y'all would be happy for me. I got that program from $5,000 to $7,500 bucks.
That's great.
That's great. You told us that already. We were excited, a couple weeks ago.
I know.
$5,000 for 15 years or more.
Y'all still giving me a hard time.
That back extra, to $1 million.
Extra $2,500 will pay for the four clicks.
Any other questions? All right, I'm going to take that as a big no more questions. If you do have questions you think of after the call, you can, I think on the note it says to contact Alan Fish, Sarah, or myself. And of course, you can always, Leticia, if you have any questions that you think of after the call.
What we normally do. Is we collect the questions and we answer the questions and we send them out to everybody that was on the call.
Right.
Do y'all have an idea of, is it going to be awarded to every nonprofit or is it going to be like the ABR program?
Like the ABR.
Okay.
I think it was in there. Just because you get a 75 doesn't mean you're going to be awarded.
Okay.
You know, we may have seven nonprofits that all score 75 and up, but we're only going to pick, I don't know how many just yet. I guess we'll cover that once we get into scoring and all that stuff. Is that it? Wait, Brian, your hand is still up. Did I get you? Good.
You got me. I'm sorry.
Okay, good. All right. I don't see any more hands raised. And if you guys don't have any more questions, I'll let everybody go.
Thank y'all so much.
All right.
Thanks.
Y'all have a good day.
Good job, Sarah.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Good job. Bye.
Thanks everybody. Bye.
Thank you, Lloyd.
Hey, Alan, you want to close the meeting?
Yeah, I'm going to end the meeting. I guess he took off the record to stop recording.
Okay.
I'm going to end it now. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, bye.